Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are getting into June and the lawns are greening up quite nicely, and many would say too frequently with all of the rains we have been having. As we get into summer, more folks having questions about how to maintain their lawns, and our horticulture experts at ISU Extension and Outreach providing some tips and guidelines for lawn care in the summer in this week's Yard and Garden column. If you have questions about fertilizing the lawn, you should know that fertilizing Kentucky bluegrass and any other cool season grasses is not recommended during the summer months of June, July, and August. Fertilizing lawn in summer may increase the occurrence of turf diseases as it causes the lawn to green up and use resources unnecessarily. The best time to fertilize cool season grasses in Iowa are in early spring or in mid-September through late October or early November. If you are fertilizing the lawns at the beginning or end of the season, you don't want to apply more than 1 pound of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet in one application. Again, otherwise you put more resources into developing the leaves and not enough resources into developing the roots, which are going to sustain your plant. As you start to adjust to your mowing schedule for the year, keep in mind that those same grasses, Kentucky bluegrass and other cool season grasses, tend to do better in the cool weather of spring and fall and do not do as well in the hot, dry conditions of summer and are actually stressed out as the weather heats up. Kentucky bluegrass lawns should be mowed at a height of 3 to 3.5 inches during the summer months. This helps keep the crowns of the turf grass cool by shading that area of the plant. The higher mowing height also provides more food-producing foliage and promotes deeper root growth. So do adjust those mowers upward. If you've got those bluegrass lawns in the spring and fall, you can safely mow to 2.5 to 3 inches, so mow a little shorter, and they should do just fine during that peak growth season. Another tip to keep in mind when mowing the lawn, never remove more than 1/3 of the total leaf area at any time. So if you're cutting your grass to a finished height of 3 inches, it should be mowed when it reaches a height of 4.5 inches to get back down to that 3 inches. Getting it up to 6 inches and cutting off half of the plant to get it down to 3 inches causes additional stress on the plant and may end up causing injury to the plants in the long run. Removing more than 1/3 of the leaf area injures the turf grass plants and reduces their ability to withstand additional stresses. Based on the growth rate of the grass, it may be necessary to mow every 4 or 5 days in spring, but once every 2 weeks may be sufficient in summer, again, once that heat and lack of moisture start to kick in. If you have concerns with white grubs in the lawn, you can choose to apply a preventative insecticide, but keep in mind that grub populations and damage to lawns vary greatly from year to year. White grubs are rarely cause major problems in home lawns. However, an application of a preventative insecticide is justifiable if your lawn has a history of damage from grubs. In this case, early June to late July is the best time to apply a preventative insecticide, so any time now. Insecticides available to homeowners include those with the active ingredient imidacloprid and chlorotranilaprol. When using insecticides, of course, carefully read and follow label instructions to get the correct application rate and to make sure the weather conditions are appropriate for application. Of course, that information also available on the ISU Extension website if you would like additional resources. ISU Extension also has a guide to lawn and garden care throughout all the seasons, and that can be found on the ISU Extension store. A few other quick reminders coming from our Cass County 4-H newsletter as we get into a very busy summer season with our youth programming, lots of day camps and fair preparation going on right now. First of all, coming up in the next week, a quick reminder that this Friday is the deadline for feeder calf IDs if you're planning on bringing feeder calves to the Cass County Fair. If you would like to attend our Animal Science Day Camp and still need your YQCA certification, you can call our office and sign up to attend that camp. That is happening on June 19th. That is next Wednesday. Next Thursday, June 20th, our club fair participation charts are due, so check with your club leaders and get those in. We are also having a showmanship clinic on Friday, June 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. for any folks interested in showing large livestock at the Cass County Fair. Again, all that information can be found in your Clover Connection, our Cass County 4-H newsletter. Check that out on our website. We'd be happy to give you a paper copy as well if you've misplaced yours. Coming up in early July, July 2nd is our outdoor adventure camp for 6th through 8th graders happening at Lewis, and July 3rd is when our fair entries are due. So be sure again and get those dates on your calendar or call the office to get registered. As always, for upcoming events here in Cass County, we invite you to visit the Cass County Extension website. Follow us on Facebook for some of those important reminders and updates. You can call our office with questions, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.